Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, where, Alec, I don't know if you heard that threat right before we went on the air from Bobby Belt, but it feels very real. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, Corey Majors. Oh, that sounds sad. And, of course, the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing today?
I'm doing great today. First day without wife. Accomplished. I got everything done last night, so we're on day two. As a single man in the world. Again, if anybody wants to be to fill the void for the time being, let me know. You can hit me up on, I guess, the Fan Text, Twitch, Tolo.
Add in the Majors on all its social media platforms if you would like.
But yeah, man, we were able to get the kids to school, got the dog to daycare. And got to get some Peace-a-thon items delivered today. So we're rocking, baby. We're rocking. Do you really care when you ask us how we're doing, or are you just is that okay? Because sometimes I'll ask people how they're doing, and I'm just like, I didn't really want to know the rest of the story.
Oh, that's
I kind of wanted just a fine. I'm great. You know, like I'm doing great. Thanks. Awesome. Move on.
All right.
Sometimes you get the oh my gosh, you know, my mom, my dog. A tree fell, and you're like, this is a lot to take in right now.
Yeah.
I don't know how to handle it.
No, I want to know. So, Alec, I want to know from you, but I also want to know from our listeners, 877-881-1053. We'll expand the question to you today. How the heck you doing? Let us know on the Franklin Frankel Injury Attorney text line or the Twitch or the YouTube. But, Alec, we'll start with you.
I'm doing great, guys, because I did not have a tree fall on me or whatever Corey just referenced.
There you go.
So, good start to the day. I got most of the mud cleaned off of my car yesterday, so I was very confident driving into work today, not looking like a murder scene happened around my car because I got stuck in a ditch on Saturday. But, you know, that Chevy Blazer.
You want to call out any people that didn't help you out?
Or give us any more details about the story?
11:20, I could tell you the story.
There we go.
There's a long tease for you. Yeah, Saturday was eventful, but the floor mats still need cleaning, but everything else is clean, so I'm a happy man.
All right. I like it. Man, look at that. Positivity already. All right. You guys ready to...
Now what?
Well, now we'll probably dive into the rest of the show, unless you want me to read some fan text.
Nope.
some really bold questions about what happened to Corey's
She's
wife.
Alive. Her dad's out of surgery.
Okay.
All right. Her dad is out of surgery, and he's doing well, from what I understand.
Okay.
That's good.
Super positive news.
So I'm guessing she'll come back at some point.
Okay. One would hope. All right. You guys ready to stop? Are you guys ready to scout the Lions then? Go ahead. If you would, please give me cut number 5, and we're going to start talking about this fella as we scout the Lions.
From the Washington 14 on first down, Goff Williams. He's been the main target during this series, and he is in for a Lions touchdown. Jamison Williams.
You know, we do a segment tomorrow. Who do you fear on the Lions?
I fear Bobby.
I also fear Bobby, who was just standing in the window showing us more AI videos. But I wanted to start with Jameson Williams because, look, Amon-Ra St. Brown, he didn't practice yesterday. He was described as week to week. And if you want to get more specific, Dan Campbell said it was good news that Amon-Ra St. Brown wasn't going to be out long term. But he said, quote, he could still miss a week or two, maybe if we're lucky. So I'm going to say this. It's not official. He's not playing on Thursday.
Okay.
And so that's why I wanted to focus in on Jameson Williams, because you saw a lot go to him in the stead of Amon-Ra St. Brown. He had 7 catches for 144 yards and a touchdown. It was his best game as a pro. So while I know we'll talk plenty about their running game as well, I wanted to point out, just keep an eye out for Jameson Williams, because it feels like a lot will funnel through him now.
You're probably right about that. He's going to be, and he... You know, he told us a while back he wanted to be the greatest receiver ever. Unfortunately, he was on a team with a better receiver. And
right.
Then what happened mid-season here, Jared Goff said, I got to start looking at him more. Remember that? And so he did, and it started to help. Jameson Williams' numbers started going up. He's a good receiver. I don't know if Jared Goff quite trusts him the same as St. Brown.
I'm sure he does not yet.
A different skill set on that receiver, too. One of the things that St. Brown does so well is he's a great blocker. Kevin, I watched not all, but most of Hard Knocks, AFC North, whatever it was last year.
Yeah.
And it was the Lions. It was the Lions were in there, and Dan Campbell is doing film work, and it's a Ravens game where I think they're down 13, 21 points, something like that. And he's like, this guy right here, and he circles St. Brown, and it's a run play in the fourth quarter with like 45 seconds left. He's like, look at how much fight. And he's like, it's not just this one. The next two plays, same thing. This dude doesn't give up. That's the difference. When you got a run-blocking receiver that does that kind of work, he's out there doing everything. And Jameson Williams has some big shoes to fill. Plus, whenever you're without one of your best tight ends, that's a problem, too.
Sure.
And Sam Laporta being out, they're like, okay, we can go more tight end action. No, you can't. So it's going to fall on Williams and the run game in this one. And the Cowboys prepared for that appropriately, Kevin.
I mean, look, I definitely want to – we're going to get to some of these texts about how people are doing that do not involve your wife whatsoever. But my next question for you, and this has been his way, and I'm not breaking any news here, but do you think that Dan Campbell's aggressiveness is starting to backfire? So 2 weeks ago, the Lions went 0 for 5 on fourth down against the Eagles. Then you move forward to Thanksgiving. You go 0 for 2, and you skipped a couple of different opportunities. One where a field goal would have tied the game, and another one where a field goal in the fourth quarter would have brought it into a one-score game. With those two failed conversions, in the last 2 weeks, Detroit is 0 for 7 on fourth down. That is tied for the most fourth down attempts in the league, and by far the most without a conversion. And so, I don't think you're going to change Dan Campbell's mind, and he's going to roll into Thursday night and be like, well, we're going to start to punt. But do you think his aggressiveness, at least in this section of the season, is starting to backfire?
I love this question because it's a great conversation piece on philosophy, facts, you know, and talent. And what did we say so much about the Cowboys and Eberflus? Look, it might be system, but the reality is talent.
Sure.
I used Mike Bassick's term minor leaguers on the football field. They weren't true, like, top-flight professional defensive players. The Cowboys were hopeful that Eberflus could coach them into becoming that. But there's you see the difference whenever you see the real talent on the field.
Yeah.
And, Kevin, so my first thought here on this backfiring, when you don't have the same talent on the field, can you call the same plays?
And it feels like the answer is clearly no, but Dan Campbell refuses to accept that.
Right, because the reason he's doing it, there are a variety of reasons. One of the psychological reasons that he's doing it is, I believe in you guys. I believe that y'all can convert on fourth down. I know, I trust y'all. I have complete trust in what y'all are able to do on the field. So if he now says, well, I have to change that, he's telling the guys he doesn't trust them on that. So when it comes to a fourth down situation where they have to go for it, their mindset is, man, I don't know if I can pull this off. But I do think that this is one of those times where you do have to kind of say, all right, we might have to play a more statistically analytical game when it comes to going for this. When are the right times to do it? I can't do it on my own 13-yard line like I usually feel like I can. I have to make sure. And your defense gets banged up too. You know, you have some. You have Kirby Joseph. You got a couple guys. So I think this is it is starting to backfire because of lack of talent. But he can't change his philosophy because then he's telling his team he doesn't believe in them and they don't believe in themselves.
So I'll just go ahead and tell you what I think. I think this right here, what I just told you in the next thing, this is where the game's going to be decided. I know we got a lot more to get to over the next two and a half days. I think this is where the game's going to be decided. All right, so I just told you that the Lions are struggling on fourth down offensively. I want to talk about the Cowboys' third down defense. Prior to the bye, so weeks 1 through 10, Cowboys were dead last in the NFL and last by a good bit in third down defense. They gave up a first down 52.6% of the time. All right? What has happened in the last 3 weeks? So you get players back. You're off the bye. You make the trades. In the last 3 weeks, they have gone from 52.6% giving up first downs to 35.1%. They have gone from dead last in the league to ninth
the season, I think, is 48.37.
Which... I mean, you,
according to math,
if you drop your percentage by 4 points this deep in the season, you know it's a big deal. But just in these last 3 weeks, ninth. Mm-hmm. That is staggering. So you've gone from like the worst by a lot to in the top third of the NFL. So let's combine those two things together. If the Cowboys are significantly better at stopping teams on third down, you're forcing a fourth down where either A, maybe a normal team would punt, or B, if the Lions continue to be aggressive on fourth down, because that's what Dan Campbell does, and continue to struggle at it, I feel like you could have all kinds of opportunities to flip the field multiple times on Thursday night.
Oh, I absolutely agree with you, man.
To me, that's the game.
I don't think that right now Dan Campbell is going to change that philosophy midseason.
I agree with you.
Which puts that as an even more advantageous thing. Now, here's the deal, though. If we've talked about how fourth down, it's oversaturated at this point.
Sure.
Where everybody runs out there and says, all right, let's act like we're going for it. Even Tony Romo was saying the other day, he was like, we're at a point now where nobody believes it anymore.
Right.
And you go out there, you do it, and then you got to call the timeout or you take the penalty. There's all these different options that you have to run with. I think this would be a great time for Dan Campbell to say, I'm going to change that a little bit. We are going to try and draw them offsides because everybody already believes you're going to anyway.
Yeah.
Go into motion, do whatever you got to do to get these guys. I think it's a great opportunity. But again, Kevin, if you do that and now you've taken the penalty and gotten yourself out of field goal position, or if somebody false starts and now you got to punt, and those are points that Dan Campbell feels like he left on the field. That's why I don't think he's going to change.
You know, and something that really annoys me, and this just isn't about Dan Campbell. This is every football team and every football coach. You have to have these conversations and these value judgments about your field position and your timeout ahead of time.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like sometimes teams decide when there's 7 seconds left on the play clock,
you know, be cool.
I might want to call a timeout. And I'm like, did you not discuss this? Like, I think you should go to every scenario and you should be like, hey, if it's 4th and 3 or less, we're going to go for it. If it's 4th and 4 or more, either. And then you have your strategy about whether you're going to take the delay of game for punting purposes, or, and you don't really care about the 5 yards, or if you're willing to sacrifice a timeout at
that
point.
Well, and that's why I think Dan Campbell does have the philosophy pretty much etched in stone. We're going for fourth downs in most situations.
Yeah.
And I don't know exactly the number, and I don't know if he's ever said it's 4th and 5. Anything beyond that, I don't know. But it does seem like everybody understands. You ever see Jared Goff trotting off the field and go, oh, hold on, what? We're going back out there?
Right.
No, you never do.
Right.
Because everybody knows what that is right now. So if he did change it because he's like, guys, I don't think we have the talent to do it right now, which I don't think that's him either, because I think he's just going to tell those guys, no, man, my job is to believe in you. My job is to, you know, Chad Powers, right? Chad Powers, what is the coach? Hey, you can win this game. I got to convince a guy that he can win a game.
Do you have players on your team?
So I think I think fourth down, Kevin, is they're going
okay.
for it.
But do you have players on your team that are like, hey, coach, thanks for believing us. This is a bad idea.
They better not be on that team anymore.
You don't think?
Not if
are scenarios where you're like, this just doesn't make sense football-wise.
Then I don't need those guys.
Oh, man.
I need guys to buy in.
I know. I hear you, but
and
you...
And never question authority.
That is not buying in.
What this country is founded
no,
on.
No, you can... That is not what this country
if
is founded on.
If you question authority...
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
In this country, you get problems.
that actually was better than I thought it was going to be. I think you can be bought in and ask questions.
Not in the game.
Oh, man. I don't agree with that.
We did the whole plan all week long. We have this plan all scripted out. You guys execute. And if y'all can't execute, you don't get on the field.
But don't you think giving the flow of football, there could be a scenario where you're like, I know this was the plan. This is not the way the game is going. We need to be willing to change.
Oh, yeah. No, if you're trying to run and they keep stopping the run, then yes. That over and over. You say, all right, we got to figure out we have to have some other options. But you did that already in your prep for the game. You should have. Now, I know it's a short, it's actually not really a short week for the Cowboys.
Right.
So,
or the Lions.
It's a long week for them. It was funny listening to the game on Sunday on the way home, or on Thursday on the way home. Brad or Babe goes, all right, guys, and then we'll, they got 10 days to prepare for the next one. And Babe goes,
nope.
No, they don't. I'll be calling you on Sunday, letting you know it's Wednesday. And I was like, oh, that's hilarious. I agree with you on that. But when the game plan comes in and we're like, this was the decisions we said we were going to make, I got to listen to the coach. And if I start questioning the coach, now I have other problems in the moment of that, and things move too fast for those questions. Just go react. Go be an athlete.
Oof.
You question me right now, you can go sit on that bench.
Oh,
right? I'll get somebody else out there.
Even if it's your quarterback?
He wouldn't question me. He knows better.
Oh.
Okay. Well, there you go. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. I think Corey is going to continue to naysay because coming up next, does this count as a Mavs winning streak? Plus, nobody cares about your fantasy football team, but today we do. So give us your triumphs and tumbles. All of it next right here on The Fan.
Great floor runner and excellent off-ball mover. Going under the defense, Christie to Ryan Nimhard to beat the shot clock. It's a splashdown for Ryan.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Going to talk a little Mavs here, but also nobody cares about your fantasy football team, except today we do.
And
we
a lot also, of people do, by the way.
I know. And also, we asked people how they were doing. From the 972, Kevin, I'm cold. From the 817, the office heater hasn't kicked in, so it's basically freezing currently. This one is more serious, but it sounds like it could be moving in the right direction. 972, doing good today, boys. It marks 2 months since my son had a seizure, but thankfully we found out there was mold in our house and we're moving.
Wow.
Look, and sometimes that can be the scariest thing, right? Like you don't
mold.
Know. Yeah. No, well, sure. But also that you just don't know, like, what led to your seizure or other medical issue.
Mold is the silent killer. For me, I'm dead serious about this.
A mold is bad.
I have a horse dander and mold are big problems for me. Dead serious, though, the feeling of being seizure-free every month, there's nothing like it.
Yeah.
Somebody with experience there, and I think we're on 7-8 years now for Lucy.
Wow.
We were very fortunate to find the right things for her. Not everybody gets to find it that quickly. It took, 5 years, 6 years for us to find
right.
it. But we did, and we've been there. That is awesome I know it never leaves, but the relief of being like, there's some promise it's so good. It's so nice. Congratulations. Keep rolling.
I think you're going to congratulate this person as well from the 817. 6 weeks sober today. I know it's not a long time, but every single night is a struggle and I'm killing it. And that's the biggest thing. And this is something, hopefully you'll never come across this. And you'll be like, hey, I've been sober for 38 years or whatever the case is. But just remember, and this goes for everybody out there, if you have a slip up, that doesn't mean you've failed forever.
Nah.
Like you start again. It sucks to start again, but it's better than the alternative.
Yeah, and you can always say, hey, you know what? Next streak, one day longer than that one.
I like it. Now, speaking of streaks, Corey refuses to accept that this is a winning streak.
It's not.
For the Dallas Mavericks, who have won consecutive games for the first time this year.
How many have they won?
Two in a row.
That's consecutive.
That's true.
You can win three consecutive games.
Ooh. Is it only a streak if you get up to three?
That is a streak.
Okay.
Back-to-back wins is two.
Okay.
You are never on a one-game win streak.
Okay.
But
that's fair.
I do feel like we defined this years ago as three or more.
I get it.
And Kevin, I absolutely started looking at standings last night with the Mavericks.
Because we rocketed up to 7-15.
And I was like, can you somehow give me a 10-game win streak? You can be up to 8. I think you can get up to, I think it was 8 is where I got the Mavericks last night by just having a 10-game win streak. Now, because this team's not gone on a run yet. They haven't had a moment where you're just like, oh, they're unconscious. What are they doing? Maybe mostly because of multiple different reasons. They didn't have enough talent on the court.
Right.
A lot of injuries. They didn't really know what they were doing. And there was a lot of stress around this organization.
Sure.
Like, that's a reality, too. But if they can go on a run, and I always loved, I know 10 games is a lot to ask, but I always loved, go back and look at how many times Greg Popovich's teams in certain years would have 10, 18-game winning streaks. Not 10, 18.
Right.
But like 10, 15, 8. You'd be like, wow.
Yeah.
How do they do that? Because they're good. And that's what good teams do.
So I do not think this is a good team. I know, bold opinion. But you could work your way towards being that. And this is by far the best win of the season for the Mavericks.
And if you're like, oh, it's early in the season, don't forget you're already more than a fourth of the way done with the season. But you beat a quality, a really good opponent on a night where Jokic was ridiculous again. He had a triple-double by the end of the third quarter, and he finished with 29, 20, and 13. It's just another day for him. But the reason why this is really the best win of the season is you are getting your ass kicked at the start of this game. Like, this game was over. I didn't think there was any way in hell you could win this game, because about midway through the first quarter, you were losing 21-4 because Denver had gone on a 12-0 run after already being up 9-4. So it looked like this thing was done. But you got contributions, done. You got contributions across the board. And let's start with Ryan Nemhard. Ryan Nemhard, 28 points, 10 assists. He became the first undrafted rookie in the modern draft era since 1967 to record 25-plus points and 10-plus assists with no turnovers. And that is the biggest thing that I think a lot of people lose sight of, is not just what's your assist count, what's your assist-to-turnover ratio? And if your turnovers is zero, well, you're always going to be pretty stoked about that. And so that is incredible right there. And, man, we hoped it was the case when we talked to him in summer league, but it really looks like the Mavericks have a usable piece in Ryan Nemhard, and you got him for nothing.
Did you say the comparison you're hoping it's going to be?
I did not.
Alec, this morning, Kevin, and I hope you're okay with me saying this out loud.
Go for it.
He said, did the Mavericks find their next Jalen Brunson?
What?
And when I started thinking...
It's a process, okay?
That's absolutely a process. But the style of, I can score but also distribute.
And you're undersized.
Yeah, and I can carry this thing. The undersized part of it. I've been undersized my whole life.
And you were a leader and a winner on your college team.
Yeah, so I see that. It is a process.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, the contribution you got from him last night was absolutely important. And Jason Kidd needs a guy that he can feel can be that extension for him, that can make those plays, deliver that for him.
He shot tremendously as well. Like, I don't want to shortchange his offensive contributions, because he was super efficient and he was spot on from three, man.
He and Spencer Jones were pretty much the same guy last night. Spencer Jones, he scored 16 points in a quarter last night.
He was good.
What?
He was very good.
That was his career high in a quarter.
And that
was like his career high overall.
And that makes sense. And look, he is not somebody who has started out the season just piling up points, but that was a big game for him as well. And then Anthony Davis, and this is what you hope you see, right? 32-13. I think we would all love a scenario. Well, look, Mark Cuban said they're not trading Anthony Davis, so maybe you just want them to continue to stack up wins. But I think for a lot of people, they want to see Anthony Davis stay healthy, play really well, and become a more viable trade option as you get closer to February.
Yeah, if you're a Mavericks fan right now, like a Mavericks fan, I feel, you don't have any bigs. Anthony Davis fills that void. If you have any plans on doing anything good this season, if you're thinking this season's important rather than draft picks are important, then keeping Anthony Davis around is good. If you are looking for the future, then absolutely him playing at his best and getting his market value up is very important.
And I think, and I don't know if I'm actually in the minority on this. I would love to hear Mavericks fans' take on it. I think this season should be about putting the best team in place around Cooper Flagg to rock and roll going forward. And so when Mark Cuban's like, no, we want to win now, we're going to keep Anthony Davis. Like, obviously, well, I don't know if he has a say anymore, but obviously those are the decision makers. But I think that's a long-term mistake.
You want a player like that, though, next to him for the future.
Sure, significantly younger.
Healthier and all those things. You want a player that has that kind of quality about him. I mean, otherwise you're trying to build through the draft, and that process is going to take longer.
Right.
I think one of the things they were discussing this morning on the morning show, it's too long of a name to say anymore. So, on Sean and RJ, they were discussing the trade with the Bulls and getting back essentially salary dump. Sure. And then that allows
I'm assuming
you,
Vooch would be part of that group.
And a couple of injured players. Kobe White being one of them.
If you can get Kobe White, Kobe White's got something, man.
But also look at his contract. All those contracts would be dumps at the end of the year, which would then allow you to go out and purchase whatever you
That's
want.
That's another option,
as,
for sure.
Which, Kevin, I think is important. If you're going to get draft picks and you're going to get money, because the Mavericks are, what, in their second apron, and they're 4 years in a row, so they're going to have to pay four times the whatever it is. If you're going to be in that place and you want to do that and also add some salary to it, but not too much, you got to have every piece of access.
Sure.
Like we talk about with the Cowboys, you can't just do draft. You have to do multiple pieces to make your team to build it around him.
And that's one of the things why you love to see, or you want to see, I want to see Nembhard do well. I want to see Max Christie do well, because these are younger players that you're like, hey, you can come along for the ride. You know,
you also want some pros with them.
Sure.
You know, through the mix of it all.
For sure. But, like, if these people are already here, I'm like, man, I would love for you to show that, like, you need to stay here. But if you're thinking that this entire season is all about Cooper Flagg, and I get it, sometimes I'm guilty of that, he continues to show glimpses of what he could be. And just keep in mind that he is still 18. Like, that's wild. But he had 24 points last night. But the last three games for Cooper Flagg, 24 points per game on 54% shooting.
And you said he couldn't play offense whenever he was drafted. You're like,
Alec, I specifically remember you going,
his defense is so much better than his offense.
That is very inaccurate.
He's not polished enough yet, but maybe one day.
Well, I mean, look, you're not ever going to argue that an 18-year-old is polished offensively going into the NBA.
Wow, this is just like your Luka take.
You
back
know what?
In the day.
Go examine that Luka take. All right, go really look at what I said about that. But in the last three games, shooting 54%, Cooper Flagg, 24 points per game, 7.7 rebounds per game, 5 assists, 1.7 steals per game to just 2 turnovers. Think about it. He's getting essentially as many steals as he has turnovers per game while also having 5 assists per game. It's just 3 games. But for somebody who turns 19 later this month, these are some of the flashes that you're like, oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and you're pretty lucky last night, too. Tim Hardaway Jr. went 1 of 6 from 3, because if he'd have found his heater, you're in a lot of trouble. But I think the real...
Feels like that...
The important thing here is, out of everything Jokic did last night, Kevin, 29, 20 rebounds.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure. Or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in. Or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
16 defensive rebounds.
Ridiculous.
On top of 13 assists.
Ridiculous.
Great player, bad leader, obviously. Bad leader because the rest of the team wasn't good enough. They just let that one slip away in the fourth quarter. They got outscored 29-17.
Okay.
Bad leader.
Okay, actually, I agree about letting it slip away in the fourth quarter, but it feels like you're putting Jokic at the top of the misses category. It feels like he had a triple-double at the end of the third quarter.
Right, and they lost.
They should have just sat him.
Yeah.
They would have been able to win.
Sure, he hit a three at halftime and then went and sat on the bench and was like, look at that. It happened. Body language. You need exciting body language. Not everybody can be Corey Seager.
Then you've got the wrong guy, because Nikola Jokic has never had exciting body language. Did you see a couple weeks ago when he hit that half court at the end of the third quarter and just walked back to the bench?
Mm-hmm.
He didn't care about any of it.
Yeah.
But, I mean, that's what people say. He really was carried to that title by everybody else on the team.
He put out a great game last night. The Mavericks were able, they had some fight in them.
And it was the best win of the season.
That's something I think that is important. The fact that they had some fight in them to finish that fourth quarter the way they did.
And in the first quarter.
Yeah.
Like, I know you were still trailing, but the way they punched back in the second, I'm not kidding. I would love to, just like when the Cowboys were down 21-0, I would love to tell you, I always believed that they were going to come back. I did not. I thought that game was over, over, over. We said we would talk about your fantasy football teams as well from the 2-1-4. Drake May taking two knees at the end of the game had me lose by 0.06.
Oh, man.
From the 2-1-4, Zay Flowers gave me 0.6 points. Come on, y'all. Mm. Although that person is still 11-1. From the 8-1-7, guys, I should have lost in fantasy this weekend. I forgot to take out Kamara, and he didn't play. And Flowers only got me 0.6. And my kicker dropped me a goose egg. But thank you, Bijan. And then Seattle's defense had 32 points.
Dang.
I feel like anytime your defense gets you 32 points, you're probably thinking you're going to win.
Absolutely.
This person feels kind of like the Cowboys right here from the 6-8-2. Started the fantasy season 0-5. Now I'm 7-6 and in the playoffs. Absolutely dominant team right now.
Yeah, we got a guy that's been on a 7-game win streak and just moved into second place, as a matter of fact.
Oh.
Yeah, that's annoying.
And then, what the hell, y'all? You mean the Mavericks are not going 82-0? I mean, after the first game.
Not yet.
And then to the person who says, hey, we've won 3 in a row. You've not. The Mavericks have won 2 in a row.
Well, it kind of depends on how you look at it, I guess.
How so?
If you ignore the games in between the last win and these two.
All right. So if you take out the Memphis, Miami, and Lakers game, you're in a 3-game winning
streak. That was a 3-game losing streak. Take that 3-game losing streak out, 3-game win streak.
No one's dying.
Thank you. Thank you, Jason Kidd.
I guess those are points that you've made. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, it's time for Baseball Nuggets, questions for the MLB offseason, and a free agent fit for the Rangers next on The Fan.
Marcelo Zuna hits a no-doubter to left. A big fly for the Big Bear.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan, and right now, it's time for some baseball nuggets. And I want to start with this player in particular, because I believe it's MLB.com was talking about particular matches for each free agent. And I apologize if it was ESPN. And the one that they suggested for the Texas Rangers is Marcel Ozuna. The blurb goes like this. The Jock Peterson experiment did not go well for the Rangers. That feels fair. Who ranked last in the AL with a 607 OPS out of the DH spot. Ozuna had a down year in Atlanta, hitting 21 home runs and 68 RBIs and a 756 OPS in 145 games. But he averaged 39 home runs and 102 RBIs the 2 years prior. The 35-year-old might not get back to those levels, but even last year's production would be an upgrade for the Rangers. What would you think about the prospect of bringing on Marcel Ozuna as a free agent fit?
I think it would be a move that the Rangers could make. I have a lot of questions about next week.
Okay.
Next week, I do believe, is the winter meetings. And is that correct? I think it's the 7th through the 10th is next week, yeah. And that's when all these things start to happen, right?
Sure.
You start getting these conversations. Agents are around. GMs are next to each other. They start making deals in hotel lobbies and then move them up to the room together. That sounds weird, but that's how it happens. I think that he would be a player that fits kind of what Skip wants from the batting standpoint. I'm very curious how they want this clubhouse to look internally, though. And I don't know how he fits in there.
Yeah, and you're going off the hope that you get 23 and 24, yeah. Ozuna, not the 2 years prior to that.
Yeah.
Also, I don't know why I'd never looked this up before. These are the times that I don't understand the WAR formula, because this feels impossible to me. Jock Peterson last year had 9 home runs and 26 RBIs in 96 games. He had a 181 batting average, 285 on-base percentage, and an OPS of 614. Those are all horrendous.
Mm-hmm.
And he had a negative 0.3 WAR. That is way too high. His WAR should have been like at least a minus 2. That is a god-awful season.
But here we are at 34 years old for the player. He'll be 35.
Sure.
Is that like, that doesn't feel like what this team is aiming to be?
See, and I don't know.
But I also can't figure out if they want to be a young team or an older team.
And that's the thing. I don't know if I agree that it's not what this team is aiming to be. I think that the Rangers are going to take pretty much the same playbook as the Mavericks were. It's like, hey, you know, we got some young players and stuff like that. But, like, we're built to win now. And the way their salary is not being, like, slashed all the way, I know it's going to go down, but still hitting at about $200 million. I still think they're viewing it as, will this player help us win right now? And I'm not saying for sure he will, but it does sound like the kind of player that we'll take a look at.
Yes. No, I think you're absolutely right about that. Taking a look at it will definitely be the deal. I just feel like the last few years, Kevin, it felt like the winter meetings were exciting.
Sure.
And I want it to continue to be that way. I'm
okay.
Just not sure if I'm going to get it this
year. Yeah, yeah.
But I would pass on him.
Okay. So that is a pass. All
right. Find me somebody else, Kevin.
Okay. I will not be getting you Devin Williams because the Mets gave him a 3-year, $51 million deal for some reason. We'll see how that goes. I know the anticipation is that Edwin Diaz will go elsewhere, and you just kind of have to go off the assumption, at least I would think, that they think last year's season with the Yankees was an anomaly, and Devin Williams will get back to what he has done for so many years with the Brewers before that.
Does Edwin Diaz take the song with him?
I mean, that song doesn't belong to him, right?
I mean, will the Mets play it for somebody else? Or will he?
Like he would not.
Let's say he lands in Sacramento with the A's.
Do they have a sound system that works there?
I don't know. I think they have a speaker.
Okay.
It's a Bluetooth speaker, pretty sure. Yeah. Maybe they have multiple Bluetooth speakers set up on either side, either foul pole. But like they call him out of that minor league bullpen.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden you're out. You can barely hear it, but he's like, that's my song. You think he takes it with him? I don't know.
Yeah. I think he probably
does. The trumpet
does.
Player show up for the Sacramento A's or for the A's in Sacramento? Or is he like, I'm not going there, dude?
I don't know.
Okay.
I'll look into it.
Yeah, Devin Williams Devin Williams was elite at one point, and we were excited, and we thought we might go after him. We were excited about that. And then something fell apart for him, and he just wasn't the same guy.
Now, a few other things for you. The Dodgers, to the surprise of probably would be nobody if this happened, they are predicted to sign Kyle Tucker to a $427 million deal. So,
because they need him, right?
I wouldn't say if you've won back-to-back World Series, you're necessarily in need. But
they're like, we won back-to-back-to-back.
Yeah, I mean,
we won a World Series win streak.
Sure. I can't imagine anyone would be like, I'm fine with just winning two. Let's give up.
This is a question, Kevin, from the 806. Are we at the point with the Rangers where they're going to be tied to names that were cool like 3 to 4 years ago?
Correct.
Gerald McCoy.
Yeah. Yes, like the Cowboys were. Yes. Yeah. I think that is probably true. And look, there's a reason that you're going to be in on these players, and there's a reason that they're going to be available to you. You're not going to be frontline in anything, so when everybody is talking about, like, oh, what about Pete Alonso? It's not going to happen.
Yeah, Kyle Schwarber, all the interest he's getting elsewhere right now makes me sad.
I just
love me some Kyle Schwarber.
I don't think it's going to happen, even with the money that you saved in terms of Doley and the other players that you non-tendered. Is like, you needed that money
helps you fill out the roster,
and you need, exactly, because you needed it just to get like to where your actual budget was going to be. So I wouldn't view it as you saved $20 million. I viewed it as you needed to make these cuts per the management, not per me, but per the ownership and what they have told the management. And then I saw somebody,
you like having lights in your stadium? We can't have that if we have those guys.
Well, there you go. And from the 214, Jock will be better in a contract year, and you got to give him another shot. Look, you got to give him another shot because you have no option. Because he opted in, and you know, that was the easiest opt-in in the history of baseball, I'm sure. He had one of the worst seasons in modern baseball history, and so you're like, hey, can I get another $18 to $19 million? Absolutely. And so that made all of the sense in the world. I would have to look into, I saw a couple of different people asking about a Luis Arraez. I have to admit, I am not familiar if he's a straight up free agent or not. And so I'll have to go investigate that a little bit more. But this is the kind of player that I think a lot of fans, especially old school fans, appreciate, but is not as valued in modern baseball because he gets a whole lot of singles and has a good batting average. But you know what? I know it's not power in terms of home runs, but he can pile up a lot of doubles for your team as well. So
you need base runners, baby.
Yeah, I do agree that he gets undervalued.
Kevin, Frank Saravelli's reporting sounds like Texas Hockey's Leon Bischel. Will miss significant time with his injury sustained Sunday.
Yeah, I mean, look,
dadgummit.
When you have to get helped off the ice, unfortunately, you're thinking it could be bad. That sucks.
Best for him.
Yeah, he's a big, scary, intimidating presence that helps bring size and physicality.
Like, not growing physically, but like still growing in this game.
Filling out into his body as well, maybe a little bit. That sucks. So I don't know exactly what significant time will look like, but, you know, a long time. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.